The House Finance University of Alaska Subcommittee recommends cutting $35 million from the university's budget for the upcoming year. Combined with Governor Bill Walker's proposed $15 million cut, the university would lose $1 in $7 in state funding. The subcommittee also voted to support consolidating the university's three campus administrations by the end of the year. University President Jim Johnson has proposed cutting administrative costs and streamlining programs, but the subcommittee's cuts go much further.
I don't have a problem with reducing administrative costs and generating, getting those revenues over into our academic programs. So we'll see. But to change three accredited universities, that's a big deal. That's not going to happen in 2016. But to reduce administrative costs across the system, we can definitely do that.
The subcommittee voted for the cuts 5-2 on Wednesday. Supporters of the cut noted that including federal and other funds, the university's budget is $875 million. Johnson says he's glad the cuts didn't go even deeper. Subcommittee Chairwoman Tammy Wilson, a North Pole Republican, had initially wanted a $47 million cut, but scaled back the cut after hearing from university leaders. Johnson says he'll fight for more money before the legislature completes the budget.
I appreciate the move the committee made. I appreciate the statements made by committee members that this is the beginning of the process. I'm still disappointed, however, in the outcome of this proceeding. But again, knowing that there's a process to go forward with, we'll continue to press it.
The House Finance Committee will vote on the recommendations before the full House votes. The university regents ultimately decide how the budget will be spent.